Bo día, no pregunta Rou desta semana temos a sorte de contar coa presenza de dous profesores convidados procedentes de Alemanha, Kai e Volkmar.
Hola.
Guten Morgen. Temos a semade connosco os alumnos Adela, Guillerme, Lara, David e Caleb. Eu son Ana e imos facer algunhas preguntas.
So, first of all, which are the biggest difference that you perceive between this high school here and in Germany?
That's an interesting question, because that's also a question we also have. I think, first of all, we saw many similarities, but some differences, of course. And one difference which we saw when we arrived was that your school is next to the sea. Yeah. And for us, it would be like a 3.5 minute drive, 3.5 hours drive to get to the sea. So that was very impressive when we arrived. And also within the school, I think, I mean, we are a relatively small school with about 650 students. And it's quite familiar. But I think here it's even more familiar than that. So the teacher student relationship is just excellent. I think it's very good at our school as well, but Germany is where we are more distanced a little bit to each other probably, and here you seem to be very, very close to your teachers, and we love that, really.
Okay, well, what is the thing that you like the most from Vigo?
Yeah, it's having lunch here.
Yeah. And dinner.
And dinner. It's a food. It's a beautiful seaside.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
And it's so interesting, and it's so vibrant, full of energy, and also you've got in a way it looks postmodern, because you've got a mixture of everything. If you look at the architecture, for example, yesterday we went to the Casco Viejo, and we thought we had already been to the Casco Viejo, but we discovered some totally unknown new places, and we were absolutely stunned. And we had caldo gallego yesterday. It was cold, so we entered in a restaurant and we ordered caldo gallego, and we loved it. Yeah.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Caleb, and I'm going to ask you, which subjects do you teach, and why did those subjects influence your professional life?
Oh, yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I will start. My first subject is biology. And in Germany, we have always two subjects. And my second subject is physical education, sports. And it is beautiful to teach both. But I think I'm more a biologist than a sportsman.
You look more like a sportsman than like a biologist, actually. Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm not a sportsman. I teach English, Spanish, and practical philosophy, which is like ética y valores, a little bit. And that's another difference, talking about differences at the beginning of the interview. In Germany, teachers usually have two subjects, or some even have three, and we've got some colleagues who even have four subjects. I've got three subjects, and I really love that. I love the mix. I love the combination of my subjects, because they go together very well. In my English lessons, I can use methods I also use in my Spanish lessons, for example, and then they also help me for my philosophy lessons. To find ways to make everybody speak, to find ways to make students overcome their shyness, for example, and so on. So that's great. Sometimes I wonder if it were maybe easier for me to only teach Spanish. I'm sure my Spanish would be better then. I would know more words, because I have to remember a lot of vocabulary in English and in Spanish, and many data in philosophy and so on. But It's great to have this mixture, I think. Yeah, I really love it. Yeah.
Mm, thank you.
And sorry, and you asked how it influenced our lives.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Okay. So why did you choose those
subjects? Yeah, I didn't have Spanish at school. It did not exist back then. And I met people from Spain and from Southern America after my after school, doing civil service instead of making military service. I did that, and that just fascinated me, and it opened in a totally new world. And then I started learning Spanish, mm-hmm. and then I became a Spanish teacher, and it's something I really like in my own biography. Yeah.
For me, it was something similar. I was always interested in science, and so I decided to study biology, and it's fantastic. After that, it was a point to get this to the pupils, to the students, and it's really, really, really good. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Hello, my name is David. Have you found any cultural differences between Germany and Galicia?
I mean, we've been here only for 3 days now, but I think some things are similar. For example, the climate. This is typical German weather,
yeah.
which we have now. It's very hot in Germany at the moment, actually. But it's green, and you've got like colder temperatures in winter. It's colder in Germany than here, but still, it's the change of seasons and temperature and so on. And I think this sort of shapes people and their mentality, and also the caldo gallego we had yesterday was something you could also find in Germany similarly. But then again, Germans are not as stiff as other people think, but we are more distanced, we are more what would you say, reserved a little bit, and people here are very, very open and very, very friendly, and we love that. Also, we had a very warm welcome at this school by students, by teachers, by the principal and everybody, and that's wonderful. Yeah,
it's really nice to be here. It is in Germany it's really more distant if you will go there to the school, and it's also the relationship here between the teachers and the pupils and the students. It's more much more kindly and friendly than in Germany. We have also good relationships to our students, I think so, but it's not so near and like it is here.
Yeah, and food has a more important role here than it has in Germany. German food also it can be very, very good, and we've got very varied dishes, and we've got many influences now from other cultures as well. For example, I'm not entirely sure, but I think Döner Kebab was invented in Berlin, that's what people say, and it's very popular in Germany, and it's had its influences and Greek kitchen and Italian kitchen and French kitchen and so on. So you find great food, but people do not pay so much attention to it, or not everybody. It's not really such a big part of our culture. I think I heard that in all over Spain, when people don't eat, they talk about food or think about food or have something para picar.
Yes.
And it's not the same in Germany. And we have dinner. Well, we don't, but Volkmar and I, we traveled a lot and so on. But many people in Germany have dinner at, for example, 7. It's not unnatural. And having dinner at 10 is just very, very unusual. You can have that at a barbecue party, perhaps, but then even you would be late. And well, it's a cultural difference. And it's great to see, to travel and to see and to learn and to get to know other perspectives and think what you can use for your own life, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
How and why did you come to Vigo?
It's it was a well, we wanted to do last year we started a job shadowing in Catalonia in Rubi, which was wonderful as well. Then we had a job shadowing in Estonia, and in two colleagues of ours were in Dublin, and we wanted to find out more about gamification, so how to use games in lessons and in teaching and so on. And we just talked to our Erasmus coordinator of the regional government, and she recommended this school to us, and we got in touch with Emma, and well, from the start she was very interested and very helpful and very open-minded, and that's why we came here. And yeah, we've seen great things as to gamification, and we want to use some of these things and combine them and maybe develop something to work together with the two schools as well in e-twinning projects, for example. We'll see. That's what took us to Vigo. And Volkmar had never been to Galicia before. I was in Lugo like 20 years ago, just on a trip which took me to Lugo, and I loved it, and I said, okay, if it's a school in Galicia, it's great, because I've always wanted to come back to Galicia, and now it's Vigo, and it's wonderful. It's definitely not going to be our last time in Vigo.
Yeah,
we'll definitely come back. Yeah.
Finally, are you enjoying this experience? Would you repeat it?
Definitely.
Yes, of course. Yeah, being here at the school.
Yeah, absolutely. And the weather is not so great this week, but it doesn't matter. It's still a wonderful, a totally wonderful experience, and we're so happy to be here. And thank you very much for having us, all of you.
Yeah,
it's absolutely great.
It's really a great pleasure to stay here and to be here.
Yeah.
Pues hasta aquí a nuestra entrevista. Un placer teneros con nosotros.
Igualmente. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Hasta la próxima. Bye.
Bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.